Welcome to the Christian Heritage Church podcast. We're located in Graniteville, South Carolina, near Augusta, Georgia. I'm Pastor Stephen Phillips, and I'm glad you've joined us. We're on a mission to love people to life in Jesus Christ. Our prayer is that this podcast will be used to bring you to life in Christ, renew your faith, and strengthen you on your journey with Him. To learn more about Christian Heritage Church, go to ChristianHeritageChurch.com and discover additional ways that you can partner with us to make a difference. Thanks for listening today and enjoy the podcast.
Holiday season, I was drawn back to a sermon I'd preached before the pandemic, where it entered the world and slowed things down just a little bit. I remember during those times that there were a lot of people who were found a new sense of appreciation of time slowing down just a little bit on a daily basis, of learning that the pace of life at which they had been running was a little faster than they wanted to continue to live at. And I remember people saying, man, I'm not going to ever go back to that kind of pace. Well, as I thought about it, I fast forward to today. And man, did we hit it back and hit it going twice as fast. Trying to do 8,000 things every day to make sure we don't miss something, right? And I'm going to be honest with you, this is something I don't do very often as a preacher. But I really felt drawn to go back to that sermon from 4.5 years ago. And I've been thinking about it. I'm like, Lord, people are going to think I'm just lazy. And I'm going to tell you, I fought this. But then I thought as we were singing, man, how many times do we sing a worship song? How many times do we watch a movie? And so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you remember this sermon, which would be surprising, I'm going to be honest with you, if you remember something from 4.5 years ago, but if you do, what I pray is that you would let God use it again to stir your mind up. I don't take my opportunities to preach lightly, so I'm not just trying to bring you something, but this is something I feel very strongly about this morning. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, and we'll get there momentarily. As I start, I want to tell you, I was reading and I read about an archaeologist who was, he had hired some Inca tribesmen to lead him to this site deep in the mountains. After they had been moving for some time, the tribesmen stopped and insisted they would go no further. The archaeologist grew impatient and then he grew angry. He did everything he could to persuade them, get up, we got to move, we're losing precious time. But no matter how much he cajoled the tribesmen, no matter how much he fussed, they would not go any further. He was beside himself. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the whole group got up, picked up their gear, and said, let's go. The archaeologist was bewildered. He was like, what in the world? So he went to the lead tribesman and he said, what took him so, what happened? And the leader said, we had been moving too fast and we had to wait for our souls to catch up. Have you ever felt like life is so busy that you're outrunning your soul? You're outrunning everything that you know. You just can't seem to catch up. I would dare say that not only would many of you identify with that, but I would say you're probably living that, trying to burn your candle at both ends. Something to do every minute of the day, living by a clock, a calendar, a schedule that just won't relent. The problem with running and running, with working and working, is that if we aren't careful, our minds get so consumed that we can miss some of the most beautiful things that are right in front of us. I'm going to do something a little unusual. I'm going to have you watch a video for just a moment. Some powerful words in that song. As you begin to think about life and what matters and what your priorities are, my prayer is I don't want you to miss what matters most, because there is a price that we pay when we burn our candles at both ends. Let's pray. Lord, in these few moments, would you help us to hear your voice speak into our life? Would you help us to hear you? Help us to open our eyes so we don't miss the things that matter most all around us. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when we talk about doing things, I'm not talking about missing things because we do bad things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just constantly having our mind so full that we miss the things that are important. I told this story some time ago, but there was a young man who finished seminary, and in his zeal to change the world, he decided he was going to skip graduation and go attack the world for Jesus. A couple of weeks passed, and he received a postcard from somebody who graduated with him, and the message on the postcard read this: "Missed you at graduation. Remember, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy." Now, holiday season, it gets busy. Everything all around us, the commercials, the parties, the gatherings, the stuff. And we must be careful that we don't let our mind get off what matters most. Revelation 2, starting in verse 2. I want to read these words. It says this: "I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not. And you have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience. And you've labored for my name's sake. And you have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you: you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works." And I need you to know, I'm a firm believer in hard work. I believe that God has called us to do it, that we should be the best workers that our employees have. But we see here the church in Ephesus, they're working hard, they're doing good things. And the issue comes when somehow along the way, our activities and our works take the place of our priorities and our relationships. As we look here, God is complimenting the church on their works and activities. But it seems that they've become so busy doing things for God that they've left God out. Remember Pastor Stephen, I quote him over and over and over. You get tired of me saying this, I'm sure. But he's given us the definition of being godless, and it's just leaving God out of things. Our life, our schedule, our activities. In the end of Romans chapter 9, Paul addresses this about the nation of Israel, the issues that they ran into when they left God out, and what they themselves were doing. They were so absorbed in their quote-unquote God projects that they didn't notice God right in front of them, like a huge rock in the middle of the road. Wow. Now, how can we be doing God things and miss God? How is that even possible? All you got to do is leave God out. All you got to do is forget the relationship part and just fill your calendar with activities. Sounds like a lot. Like society today, staying so busy with things, with stuff and activities, that we forget to love God and love our family and make sure that they are taken care of. See, the church we read about here in Revelations 2 wasn't doing bad things. Matter of fact, they had been commended for not putting up with bad teaching or evil ways. But verse 4 is a sobering statement. Jesus said this. He said, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." It's just easy to get so busy that we forget what matters most. kind of like the song said, we forget about our marriages, our relationship with our kids, our relationship with God. We can get our eyes off of the priorities and find ourselves going through the motions. We can think that all is well, even have a reputation that things are great. But if we're not careful, we're like the church found in Revelation 3. Listen to what it says. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. They are ready to die as well, for I have not found your works perfect before God. What I'm saying is this, we can end up at church every night of the week. We can do all these good things, these God things, but if God is not what in what we're doing, we're just busy. Thinking about the holiday season, we can celebrate Christmas, but it's real easy to leave Christ out. I don't ever want to be mistaken about where I am in my relationship with Jesus Christ. A couple weeks ago, Pastor Jacob spoke on this verse in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. And it reminds us of the importance of making sure we're focused on a relationship and not just activities. Listen to what it says. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. When I read that, what it makes me understand is that I've got to check my priorities. I've got to check my life. I can check off everything that I think would make me okay with God. But at the end of the day, the question is, am I spending my time with Him personally on a daily basis? Am I spending time in prayer? Am I spending time in His Word? Because that's what makes the difference. Not jumping through hoops, not checking off all the priorities that people say we should do as Christians, but God just wants to know, have you talked to me today? Have you spent some time with me today? Are your priorities, where are they? Are you so busy that God's not where He should be first in your life? Like activities though, we can get our priorities messed up also thinking, well, I'm successful materially. I'm God's blessing. I'm in good shape, so I don't have to worry about it. If I wasn't doing right, God wouldn't bless me like this. We have to be careful. Listen to what Revelation 3:17 says. Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do you not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked? God is saying to the church, listen, it's not just because you've been blessed financially, just because things seem to be thriving, you've got to check the heart of the matter. You've got to check your priorities. See, there are different economies in the eyes of God and the eyes of man. Man loves to look at bank accounts and possessions and things on earth to determine if we're successful. But God is clear on what matters to Him. 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. This morning we can have all the money in the world, we can have all the stuff, all the things that the world values, but if we're missing a personal relationship with Jesus, we're poor. We're naked. We're missing something. If we're not careful, we judge ministries and churches the same way. How many people do they have? Look at their buildings. We should pray that every church is full and that they have the nicest things. But what matters most is this. Are people hearing the gospel of Jesus preached? Are their lives being changed? Are they falling in love with Jesus and living for Him when they leave the church house? That's what matters. That's what Jesus is looking at. Are they becoming disciples? Have you ever tried to use a credit card or a debit card and it get declined? Man, isn't that embarrassing? Here, I got four more. Let me give you something else. Well, imagine spiritually you were trying to use your debit card and it got declined. But last time I checked, there was plenty in there. Here's what happens sometimes, and I go back to these words, some of the saddest words you'll read in all of Scripture found in Judges 16:20. Samson is under attack, and God has moved on him over and over, used him. And listen to what it says in verse 20 of Judges 16. Samson said, "I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Man, can there be any sadder words in all of Scripture that he had no idea that the God who had blessed him, who had used him, who from birth had set him apart, all of a sudden had departed? Why? Because Samson had got his eyes off of what mattered. He wasn't chasing God. He wasn't trying to live for God. He was chasing his own pleasures. He was doing what he wanted to do. How is it possible to know that the Spirit of God, or how is it possible not to know that the Spirit of God had left him? See, when we focus on the wrong things, when our priorities are no longer right, we can just become busy and we can chase the wrong things, and it's so easy to do. King Charlemagne was an emperor who ruled much of the Western Europe from 768 to 814. When he passed, they placed his body in a vault, and in the year 1000, his vault was opened. They found him sitting in a throne made of marble. He had a crown on his head and a scepter in his hand. Then they noticed there was a book sitting in his lap. As they looked closer, they noticed that the book was a Bible. And they noticed it was opened, and it looked as if his finger was placed on a certain verse. And as they went in even closer, they found that he was pointing to Mark 8:36. It says this, "For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" So what does it matter if we gain the whole world but God is nowhere in our life? What does it matter if we gain the whole world but we lose our marriage, we lose our kids, we lose everything that really matters, that has a lasting impression? The question isn't, have we been blessed with material things, but the question is God being glorified and lives being changed by what we're doing with those things that we've been given? Are we so busy chasing the temporary in this world that we've lost focus of what matters most? Here's what I promise. There's nothing here on earth worth missing heaven for. Not one thing. I'm getting ready to close. I know you're probably shocked, but I'm going to end with a story. That's shocking as well. So a number of years back, there was this young, very successful executive who was traveling down a suburban street in his brand new black Jaguar. Suddenly, a brick was thrown from the sidewalk and it thumped into the side of his car. He was livid, slammed on the brakes, threw that thing in reverse, spun his tires as he went backwards, and he went to the spot where the brick had been thrown. He jumped out and he grabbed the kid who had thrown the brick and pushed him up against the car. He said, "What is that all about? Are you crazy? This is my new Jaguar. That brick you threw is going to cost you and your parents a lot of money. All of a sudden, the young boy was saying, please, mister, please, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what else to do. See, I threw that brick because no one else would stop. And this young executive started looking and listening, and he saw tears running down this boy's face. He said, it's my brother, mister. You see, he rolled off the curb and he fell out of his wheelchair and I can't lift him up. The boy was sobbing. He said, would you please help me get him back in his wheelchair? He's hurt and he's too heavy for me to lift by myself. All of a sudden, this anger that this executive felt as he looked and saw this little boy's brother changed in a moment. He went over and he helped lift the young man up into his wheelchair and he took him out. He took out his handkerchief and he wiped the scrapes and the cuts as best he could. And then he watched as this younger brother pushed him down the sidewalk toward their home. This young executive decided he was not going to get that dent fixed on the side of his Jaguar. He decided he wanted to keep it to remind him to not go through life so fast that someone had to throw a brick to get his attention. This morning, I know you're probably thinking, wow, what a great Thanksgiving message, Pastor Jody. Thanks for letting us start the holidays with this encouraging word. I wrestled with this, but this is what I felt like. I didn't want us to enter the holiday season and have our priorities out of whack. I didn't want you to get so busy celebrating that you miss the whole purpose of what matters most. I pray you get to go to a bunch of Christmas parties. I pray that you get the biggest Thanksgiving meal maybe you've ever had. But more than anything, my prayer is that in it all, you won't lose focus of what matters most. That your relationship with Jesus Christ will be at the top of your priority list every single day. Because it's easy to leave God out. My prayer is that you won't be so caught up in chasing temporary things that you miss what matters most. Loving God and loving your family and loving those around you. Because you can obtain and get all that you want to here on this earth, but if you miss all those things, you've missed what matters most. This morning, would you bow your heads for just a moment? Now, Lord, I've preached this. I felt like this is what you want us to hear today. And Lord, I don't know. I didn't have anybody in mind. I didn't feel like, Lord, there was individual. Lord, what I know is this, that I felt like this is what you wanted us to focus on as we get ready to start the holiday season. So Lord, what I'm asking is right now that as you begin to work and move, that you would deal with the hearts of those who need this most. And if there's someone here who, God, even as they have strived to do good things, do God things, but have become so focused on what they're doing that you would remind them that a relationship with you is more important than every activity we could ever do in your name. Lord, maybe there's somebody here who they've been trying to do what they felt necessary to provide for their family, and yet somehow have neglected to love their family, to be present in their family. Lord, would you help them in these moments understand what matters most?
Thank you so much for joining us on the Christian Heritage Church podcast. I want you to take the message you've just received and allow it to go deep into your heart. Allow Jesus to do the deep work that only He can do. And I also want to encourage you to be a part of what we're doing here at Christian Heritage by going to ChristianHeritageChurch.com. Thanks again for being here with us.